WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. Lots of aviation news this week, including some big orders for Chicago-based Boeing at the Paris Air Show. And orders for 737 MAX aircraft, the aircraft that remains grounded after two deadly crashes in the course of 6 months. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit about this is Brian Summers, Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift.com. Brian is with us via Skype from Los Angeles. Brian, let's begin with that. The Paris Air Show, some big orders for Boeing. American is in the mix, too. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. But first, talk to us a little bit about the big sign-up there for Boeing.
Yeah, Boeing did get a surprise order this week at the Paris Air Show. It came from International Airlines Group, which is probably something our listeners haven't heard of. But International Airlines Group, or IAG as we would call it, is a very big deal. They own British Airways. They own Iberia in Spain. They own Aer Lingus in Ireland. And they own a couple of low-cost carriers within Europe. So this is about as big of a get as you can get if you're Boeing. IAG said they wanted as many as 200 Boeing 737 MAX jets. It's just a letter of intent. It's not a firm order. I did speak with some people, though, who expect that it will become firm. And there's a simple reason for this, Steve, right? It's just like when you buy anything else. If there's a situation like this, an airplane or whatever it is in the news not doing well, you can go out there and get yourself a great deal. In the airline industry, nobody ever says how much you've paid for an airplane. It's always top secret, but all the big customers get discounts. And in a case like this, you can expect that IAG probably got one of the greatest discounts for airplanes in the history of airplanes. IAG's CEO, Willie Walsh, came out and he said that he has confidence in the airplane. And one of the interesting things about this, Steve, is that this CEO in a prior life, years and years ago, was a 737 pilot. So I think more than most people, he probably knows what he's talking about. If I remember correctly, he may have even flown a simulator at some point. So this is a big boost of confidence for this airplane. And it'll be interesting to see what IAG does with the airplane going forward, because they really don't fly 737s anymore, but I guess they want to add them.
And not only a boost of confidence for the airplane, but for Boeing and for consumers as well, I think. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, because if you have an airline as big as this, several of these airlines, big airlines, this airlines group, this says basically, hey, we don't have a problem with this aircraft. At least right now, we don't.
Yeah, certainly it is a big boost of confidence for the program and for Boeing. I do think a lot of travelers are going to be making up their own minds, right? If you're in Chicago and you're going to fly United in 6 months and you're going to book the 737 MAX, maybe you're not going to wake up and say, oh, well, it's okay because this guy in London I've never heard of named Willie Walsh says the aircraft is safe. You're probably going to want to make up your own mind. But yeah, in the long run, it is a good boost for Boeing and the program. And I have to tell you, Steve, I talked to a lot of people in the industry all the time, and everyone pretty much thinks that over the long term, the 737 MAX is going to return to service, that people are going to have short memories, and that in 10 years, it's going to be one of the safest aircraft of all time. There are some whispers now, right, that Boeing will probably or could change the name of the aircraft, maybe retire MAX. The IAG press release didn't use the word MAX when announcing the letter of intent. Take that for what you will, but it's kind of interesting.
What International Airlines Group giveth, Airbus taketh away. They signed a big order, Airbus did, with American Airlines. Talk to us a little bit about this choice for American.
Well, Steve, you have to remember that this is the big game in aerospace, right? There's only two companies that make big time commercial airplanes, Airbus and Boeing. And so they both trade orders all the time. They steal customers. One airline or one company steals customers from the other, and it just goes on and on. So you would always expect Airbus to book a lot of orders at a show like this, and Boeing as well. This week, Airbus was introducing a new plane at the Paris Air Show. It's called the Airbus A321 XLR. XLR stands for extra long range. I'm sure lots of folks have flown on this Airbus A321. American flies it, Delta flies it. It usually has about 200 seats. It flies shorter U.S. domestic routes. Airbus has come out and said, you know what, we can use this airplane and we can have airlines fly it not just from Chicago to Los Angeles as American does, but, you know, if we add an extra fuel tank, American might be able to fly it from Chicago to London or even beyond into continental Europe. American is very excited about this airplane. I should walk back and say, you know, the big deal about this airplane is that it has only one aisle. It doesn't have two. When people fly to Europe, usually, right, from Chicago, they're used to having two aisles. Maybe there's nine seats across. There's lots of room to stretch and walk around. The Airbus A321 is a narrow-body airplane, and there are some fears out there that it won't be as comfortable as maybe the 787s American is flying from Chicago to Europe right now. But airlines love this airplane. It has very good costs for them, and they're very excited about it.
It has a range of 4,700 miles. Talk to us about why that's significant.
Well, it's a significant, as we said, because it can fly not just from, you know, Chicago to L.A., but it can fly from Chicago well into continental Europe. And, you know, the 787 and the 777, these are great airplanes. But on a lot of routes, they're just too much airplane. And so, you know, let's say there was an airline out there that wanted to fly from Chicago to Budapest, right? That's not a route airlines generally fly. You might not want to send your shiniest, newest, biggest airplane on that route. You might not need all the seats. You might not need all the technology. So you might want to test the route with an airplane that's cheaper, frankly, a little less comfortable for passengers, and see if it works. So this should give airlines more flexibility to start new routes between the United States and Europe. And I talk a lot about Europe, but frankly, the United States and also South America as well. There are some places in deep South America that you can't get to from Chicago or Dallas-Fort Worth unless you're using a big, expensive airplane right now. And with 4,700 miles of range, an airline could fly from Chicago probably well into South America with that single airplane.
While we're still talking about American Airlines, let's update people on the union dispute there. You've written a story about how this might actually be more disruptive than the 737 MAX grounding.
Yes, over the last 3 months or so, American has been having a pretty nasty labor dispute with its mechanics union. The mechanics, American has said, have been intentionally slowing down the airline. I think we talked about this, Steve, several months ago. It happened at Southwest as well. But what happens in the sort of work slowdown is maybe mechanics decide they don't want to work overtime. Maybe they find a little bit of a problem with the airplane, and in the past they would defer it so it could be fixed at another time. But this time they say, nope, the airplane can't fly, and so American has to cancel the flight. In the aggregate, this was a really bad problem for American. If you can believe it, in a 23-day ending June 14th, American said it canceled 722 flights because of what it called a maintenance slowdown. It said 175,000 passengers were affected. This was really bad for American. So that's the bad news. The good news is last week, a federal judge granted a temporary restraining order against the union. The judge said the union had to knock it off. They had to go back to basically working regular shifts and doing their job as they always have. Generally, you know, work groups will follow what the federal judge says, and operations should roughly go back to normal for American. But this was definitely a problem, right? Because when you have a MAX grounding, American knows 2 months in advance we're not going to be able to fly that flight. But with maintenance pulling airplanes out of commission at the last minute, American never knew what flight was going to be canceled and when, and people were really affected.
So here we are as we move into high travel season for the summer. What should people know about not only this dispute with American, but the 737 MAX?
Well, it's really status quo. You know, we talk about this every week on this radio program. It is great news that American has at least temporarily solved this labor problem. You know, most of the airlines know that the MAX is not going to be flying this summer, so that they prepared for it. I could make a prediction that this is going to be a horrible travel summer. I'm not sure that it will be, but I just don't know, Steve. So far, I think things are going okay. Airlines are generally able to do a little bit more with less. I hope that continues.
All right, Brian. Good conversation as always. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers, Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift.com. That's at Skift on Twitter. Make sure you follow Brian as well at Brian Summers. And make sure you sign up for the weekly Skift Airline Innovation Report, which arrives in your inbox, skift.com/airline.